Live from Marion, Ohio, it's Friday night. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your hosts, Scott Spears and Bailey Hunt.
And we're back here on a Friday night. Now, this is going to be an interesting Friday night broadcast because I'm taking a month sabbatical, as we talked about last hour. And for the next 4 weeks, it will be Sean and Bailey. And this will be a fascinating program, to be sure. So I hope everybody listens, who's listening now. And I'll plug it along during the week.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, me either. This is the first thing we've agreed upon.
Yeah.
So this will be good, and I'll be off the month of June. I think I'll get in touch with my wilderness side.
With your wilderness side?
Wilderness side, yes.
Interesting.
Should be a lot of fun. Because Friday night's the night.
I don't really think you have a wilderness.
We'll find
sign.
Out.
Okay.
When we talk in July, I'll bring you up to date on that.
Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do in the meantime?
I'm going to do the wilderness thing every Friday night. Mm-hmm.
You are.
Well, I don't know. I can't keep track of these people.
Okay. Well, I was just proving a point.
In any event, so what's new?
Well, this weekend, so I have to go get, tomorrow I have to go get an oil change in my car, so I got to go to my dad's work to do that. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Can you not hear?
I couldn't, but go ahead.
Are you deaf?
Yeah.
Oh.
Partially.
Well, that could be a problem with, you know, people calling in. So I'm going to go get an oil change tomorrow. And then probably go through some more stuff, you know, for the yard sale next weekend. And then on Sunday, I'm going to take the kids fishing.
Great.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do next Friday. That's where I'll be during this time period. And I think, well, see, I'm not the type of fisher person. I don't really keep the fish.
I don't either.
So I'll be doing that. But I think it's more of a relaxation technique. That's what I like about it. I like going out with somebody who is fun and having a good time, who doesn't sneeze, and enjoying nature in the month of June when I think it's a very nice weather month.
Yeah. I like June.
Oh, good.
And I like summer.
Very nice.
Yeah. I don't like cold at all. I do not like being cold. I do not like cold weather. Like, I hate anything cold. If the AC is too cold, hate it. So, I like June because it's hot. Are you going to talk or are you just going to stop?
Well, I was just thinking of the 3 months of summer. June is probably the coolest as opposed to July and August.
Yeah, because it's not like burning. I don't want to like burn to death.
So here's my itinerary.
Really, August is my favorite because that's right. My birthday.
Well, here's my itinerary for the next 4 weeks. So this is what I'll be doing for people who miss me, which will be thousands. So here's what it'll be. Next Friday, I think I will be fishing in Indian Lake. And then the Friday after that, I'll be fishing at the Tallgrass Trail. And then the Friday, I think I'm going to go canoeing. And then the Friday after that, I think I'm going to go to Bell Fountain to see if the resort that I used to go to as a child is still there. And if it is, I think I'm going to try to stay a day there.
Oh.
Getting in touch with the wilderness and nature. And then when I come back on Saturday, each week I'll have touched nature. I'll be full of nature then.
Yeah, you don't even like camping, though. You don't.
I don't
like
to camp.
Nature.
No, I don't want to camp.
No.
Fish.
You're too high maintenance.
Fish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think you're going to last.
What do you mean? I go fishing.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to last very long.
Why?
Why? Because you're too high maintenance.
To fish?
To be in the wilderness.
I'm not going there to live. I'm just going for a few hours.
You're going to think that the wilderness needs to give you VIP treatment.
Not really.
I know you.
No, where have we ever been together?
A lot of places.
Not where there was any kind of special treatment.
You want to be treated like a VIP at all times.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
No, there's nothing I like better than just getting out the blanket, sitting on the grass, and doing whatever. I like to just go down to the pond where I live and throw out the blanket and sit down and just enjoy.
You're probably one of those weird people that, like...
Sure.
They just sit there in the hot sun and read a book.
No, I don't think I read a book.
I could see it.
But I could be weird. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Well, I know you're weird.
Very weird.
It happens.
Oh, 10. A 10 on the weird scale.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I don't mind that, though.
Well, that's good.
I think that's complimentary.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, I was not saying it in a mean way.
Nah.
I was just saying.
I've often heard weird used as a compliment.
It means you're different. You don't want to be like other people.
I'm certainly not.
You want to be one of a kind.
Darn right.
I've heard that before.
About what?
That I'm one of a kind.
Oh, who said that?
I don't know. Someone that used to appreciate me.
Did it kind of change over time?
Yeah, recently.
Did it?
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
I don't know. So, but that's okay.
I've heard this with you. I've heard that there's a whole new adopted philosophy about everything's okay and everything's doable and life goes on.
Yep.
Which, this is a great philosophy to have in life. Because... let's say you're driving down the road and you get in a... I'm not talking about a bad car accident, but like a fender bender. You know, that can wreck your nerves sometimes. You have to call the insurance man, and you have to call the other guy's insurance man, and you got to do all this paperwork, and your nerves are shot anyway because you've been in a little bit of an accident. And you know, that can weigh on you for a while. So I think when you don't care, when you're just like, okay, when bad stuff happens, I deal with it, and I'll get through it, and I'll come out the other side okay. It's a very good philosophy to have, because when you get in a little fender bender like that, you come out on the other side being okay. I've been in a few fender benders. I came out okay.
Yeah, it's because you don't know how to drive.
No, they were just accidental.
Right, because you don't know how to drive.
I didn't cause them.
That's why I drive everywhere now.
I did not cause them.
You did cause them.
I've never caused a fender bender with
anybody.
Yes, you
did. Orange Road.
No, that wasn't my fault.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Sean, call in
were
and
you
tell
there?
The story. Sean
just,
was.
Listen, you better save those fascinating stories for when he's here next week. Don't use up all your AIM material
now.
Oh,
we'll have fascinating stories. We could talk about you all day.
I don't really think you could.
Oh, we could. We've both spent enough time with you. We could.
Oh, Sean loves me.
Have you ever cut your face yet?
No.
Can I have my styptic pen back?
Sure, you can have your styptic pen back. I'll mail it to you.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to cut yourself, then what was the point of buying it?
I don't think you were supposed to cut yourself on purpose.
Yeah, well, you did it every single day.
For a while.
Yeah, and now you just learn how to
shave. Something happened. I learned how to shave.
I spend money on you, and you learn how to shave.
I learned how to shave.
That's ridiculous.
You spent a whole, like, 69 cents on me.
Actually, it was, like, $5.
For two, so, like, $2.50.
Okay, still.
I didn't even get the package.
I bought your dinner tonight, too.
Oh, boy, we went to a high-class restaurant, too.
I bought your dinner a couple times.
Well, how nice of you.
Yeah.
Listen, I can't be bought. You can't buy my friendship.
Yes, you can.
Not mine.
Well, I can't, but other people can.
People can buy my friendship?
Oh, yeah.
Who bought my friendship?
Oh,
Now, wait a second. You can't make a statement like that over the airwaves and not back that up. Who bought my friendship?
I don't know.
No, don't say the name, but just tell me how this was done. I want to know that my friendship was bought. No, come on.
Nope.
Let it rip.
Nope. Nope.
How can somebody buy... I would never allow somebody to buy my friendship.
Okay. I was mistaken.
I think you might have been.
Okay.
Now, just because somebody buys me something doesn't mean they're buying my friendship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I've bought people things. I have no intention to buy their friendship. I'm buying them things because I want to buy them things.
Okay.
I can't be swayed like that. You know why? It's because... You heard this story, but it's worth I like this story because it caused like a little bit of folderol here a couple weeks ago. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing again, but I saw a picture of somebody. And it was somebody who I kind of thought was a very cool person. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying they're not a cool person. This is where it gets all iffy. All I'm saying is I saw... Do you want me to stop?
No, I just realized that Austin stole my drink and left his sippy cup.
Well, that's nice of him. I'm just saying that well, you were preoccupied telling your phony fairy tales about people trying to buy my friendship.
Oh, he took it long before that.
So, in any event, I told this story on air that
I know who you're talking about.
Who am I talking about?
I can't say.
No, you can't say who you're talking about.
I know. That's what I'm not gonna
But I'm
say.
Just saying, people thought it was because of how the person looked in the picture. No, the person looked fine in the picture.
They just have a lot of baggage.
It triggered in my mind all their baggage. And I said to myself, self, why am I...
is that how you always
That's
address
how I talk
yourself?
To myself, sure.
Self?
Self.
Get a grip on things.
This just is not the workplace you want to be. There's too much baggage there.
This is not where you want to go.
But it doesn't mean I hate that person, and it doesn't mean I'm going to vanquish them from my life. It just means that I don't see them in that light anymore. I see them as just a regular, average, normal person. And I don't need... They could buy me things hand over fist, and I would not have any... You can't get it back. Once it's gone, it's gone. When it's time to leave the party, you leave the party.
Interesting story.
It's true.
I know.
But I still like this person. I would be around this person. If this person asked me to do something, I would do it.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I might take them fishing.
Oh.
That's right. Since I've got some time opening up now, since I'm going to be on location the next few weeks, I might take them fishing. It's a fun person. I make no mistake. It's a fun person. Good personality, fun person.
Yeah.
But just not what I thought it was.
Yeah. It's funny, I just noticed something about that.
What's that?
Oh, I can't say.
Well, you don't say that on radio. You got to tell the story.
No, I was just, when I was looking at your friends list to see if we had a mutual friend, I just noticed something.
Which is?
I just noticed a picture.
Of?
Well, I'll show you later. It was just a picture of someone that I just thought was funny.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
That's another one of your scintillating tales.
I know. It's so great. Oh, man.
But I, you know what? I don't know. We'll just see how that goes. But I would take them fishing. Because I don't think they know that they've dropped in my reticulum of people I like.
Well, we know it's not me since I am here or will be here when you're going fishing.
Oh, that's true. Yes, it's the picture was not you. I told you the picture wasn't
you. I know.
You. We've been through that.
I already know who it was.
Right. So, yes.
But it was just, I just pointed out.
Yeah, it's not you.
Yeah. I don't ever really post selfies that much, though. I post pictures with my kids.
I don't even know if it was a new one, to be honest.
Oh.
It popped up one day, and I looked at it, and it just triggered in my mind all their baggage that for some reason I did not see.
I had stuff, sorry. I had stuff pop up today from you from like 2 weeks ago. Like, it was so random. When I opened my Facebook, I was like, why is this just now showing up?
I don't even know what I was doing 2 weeks ago.
I don't remember what it said, but I just noted, because I looked at it and I was like, he's not doing that. And then I saw the date and I was like, why is my Facebook messed up?
Well, I don't know. I think sometimes people think you don't like them when that's not really the case.
Yeah.
But I don't know where that comes from. I don't know how to fix that problem because I don't think it's anything I'm doing on purpose.
I don't know.
Don't
I mean,
you?
I'm like, do you want me to help you out there? I don't know.
Yeah, please do. I'd like to know the answer to this question.
Sometimes you just come off wrong.
I come off wrong?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, sometimes, because you have a very serious face, so sometimes when you're kidding, What's
weird
one?
Personality, serious face.
Yeah.
That's how the cops look for me when they want to find me.
Well, sometimes when you are joking with someone, they don't always know that you're joking. Because you don't laugh. You're just, like, very serious. And so sometimes, you know, they take that the wrong way and then they don't like you.
Oh, but that's okay. Because what I've found out over time, I don't care if people don't like me. I wish I cared. I should care. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
I know. Which is also a problem.
Oh, why is that a problem?
Well, we already had this conversation earlier.
I don't think we had this on the air, though.
No. Well, what I was telling you earlier is, you know, you tell people that, like, they're important and you care about them, and then you go and say that you don't care about anything. So, it's just kind of contradictory.
Oh, no, see, here's the confusion. I would never say anything I don't mean at the time. I mean, things do change as time goes on.
Yeah, but when you say it in one sentence and the next sentence, you say you don't care if someone leaves your life. That's kind of contradictory.
No, here's where that's not contradictory. Okay, like if I say, I think you're great. Okay, I do. I think you're great. Mm-hmm. But if I say, I wouldn't care if you left, that's different. That doesn't mean I still don't think you're great. It just means leaving for me, for some reason, is not a big deal. Mm-hmm. I can still think somebody's great. It's kind of like being jealous. Jealous doesn't affect me like it affects other people. Like, a lot of people brings out an anger. When they're jealous of somebody, they get angry. When I'm jealous of somebody, I'm like, darn it. Like, people who can sing, I'm like, wow, they are so good. That is so cool.
I just have short person syndrome, so I'm angry all the time.
Good.
Like,
it shows in the lines in your face. So, what I was saying is... see, that's how jealousy affects me. I'm happy for them that they're so good that I'm jealous. Mm-hmm. I don't get angry. And the same thing with whatever the heck we were talking about. Oh, yeah, leaving somebody's life. Yes, I can like somebody a lot. And you know what? I can leave somebody's life. And if somebody says something about that person, I will say great things. I'll say, oh, great person. Cool person. Go be around them. Your life will be better for it. But it doesn't mean that I've got to be around them. You know, if somebody wants to cut me out, I can't stop them. So why go to the work to try?
Well, that's what I said.
Right, but I mean
But mine was a big deal when I said that.
Yeah, because it was a lie.
Well, even if it wouldn't have been a lie, it was still a big deal when I said it.
Well, because yours was completely contradictory.
Okay.
Because you said, flat out, you said, if this person leaves my life, I will go to their house because I would have a breakdown. And then in the second sentence, you say, oh, that wouldn't bother me at all.
Well, yeah, because I'm just taking your approach. I'm just not going to care anymore.
But my approach is real.
Yeah, but I can turn my emotions off.
No, you can't. You can try, but you know as well as I do that you can't.
Mm-hmm. I already turned them off today.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
And when did that happen?
Like, an hour ago.
Oh, man. And what brought that on?
You.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And what did I do that caused you to turn your emotions off?
You were just being you.
Oh, is that bad?
Sometimes.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's that. My emotions are off.
What did I do? That was bad.
You were mean.
No, when?
The whole show.
No, I've been good today. I was up for this show.
No, you've been rude.
Oh, well, tell me how to fix this.
Well, it's too late now.
I can't fix it?
Nope.
Why?
Because you won't even be here the next 4 weeks, so.
Well, yeah, but that's okay. People have guest hosts all the time.
Okay.
Trust me, you'll be much better off with me gone for 6 weeks.
You're only been gone for 4 weeks.
I'm but then you'll be gone for two. So it'll be 6 weeks before we reconvene. But it'll be good because you'll have your person here next week. Sean, I believe. We haven't confirmed that, but it's a possibility. And then I'll have my person for the first 2 weeks of July. And then we'll, like, July whatever it is, 17th.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. All this anger you have tonight and all this emotion you've turned off, by the July 17th, everything will be hunky-dory.
Yeah. It'll be great.
It'll be great in like 10 minutes.
What's in 10 minutes?
Well, you'll have this all cleared up.
I don't know.
Like, I don't have any problem. Why would you have a problem? I don't have a problem.
I don't have a problem. I just told you I turned my emotions off.
So what was the emotional problem you were having earlier?
I really don't even remember. So there's that.
Well, see, good then. It must not have been important.
I'll listen back and tell you.
All I'm saying is clearly it doesn't matter.
Okay.
If it mattered, you'd remember.
Yeah.
It was only an hour ago.
Yep. I can't quit coughing, though. Man.
It's not good.
I know. When I went and got my tattoo the other day, they took my temperature before. It was like 98.7. And then they took it after. And it was 100.7. And they were like, I think your body went into shock. I was like, yeah, probably.
See, that would have been a good ending earlier on to that story.
Yeah. I didn't want to tell that earlier.
Well, that's good. It's a good ending to the story.
Oh. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. I was like, how in the world? Because, I mean, it's air conditioned in there, so it wasn't, and I didn't feel bad. But, I don't know, I guess. But he said that sitting for 2 hours for a tattoo is like sitting in the sun all day on your body. Like, that's how your body takes it.
I'm just not into tattoos.
Okay. You used to be.
No.
You used to say you were going to get one. But now you're chickened out.
No. What happened? I was never into them. Uh-huh. And then I thought I was into them for like 15 minutes.
Well, it was more like a few months.
Yeah, but thank God. Because I think the COVID came in and good sense came in. And, you know, it probably would have happened had the COVID not happened.
You probably would have cried like a baby.
No, it's not about pain.
You probably would have cried.
I just don't see the point.
And then you would have regretted it.
I would have. And now, thank goodness, because of the COVID, I didn't go that far. So I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy for me, too.
But I will always call you a chicken because you said you were going to.
There's just something about tattoos. I don't care if people get them. Knock yourself out. People can do what they want to do. But there's just something about them. I don't know. It's something. You know, it's not that people get them. I don't mind that people get them. That's not the problem. Because people have free will. Do what you want. But for me, it's just sometimes, I don't know. I look at some people and I think, what's that all about?
Well, some of them are not tasteful.
That's right.
Yeah.
So sometimes I look at people who have them and I think, okay, well, that's okay. I can stomach that.
Yeah.
But then some,
Yeah. No, I get that because I totally get that.
I think why?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I guess everyone has different taste, but yeah, there's some times where I look at people's and I'm like, ugh. Like, one, why did you get a tattoo there? Sometimes I think that. Or, why would you get something derogatory put on your body?
I don't know. I just think people, you know, I think it's a, I people won't like this, but I do believe that tattoos are somehow linked to mental issues.
Oh, I mean, I'm bipolar.
Right, and I think there's something to that. Because there's become this whole thing, and it's a common terminology now about ink therapy. And people use that as kind of like a throwaway. But I think there's really something to that.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's something. You know what it is? Here's my armchair psychology on the whole tattoo thing. I think because people really don't have control over their bodies as far as illness goes or what people do. People are nuts. But that's one thing that the person has control over. And it's permanent.
Yeah.
And they can... I think that's it. I think it's a control issue. And people who don't have control issues, I don't think have that problem. So they don't feel the need to go get tattooed. Because they don't feel the need... They don't feel like they're losing control. They feel like they're in control.
I don't necessarily know that everyone has a control issue that gets tattoos.
I think it's something they can control that somebody can't tell them not to do. I think it's like an alcoholic and... I think it's very similar to an alcoholic because you have to be a certain age to do it. And once you can, legally, people can't stop you. But it is something during your life that people can tell you not to do.
Oh, I mean, people have told me not to. And that makes... If someone tells me not to do something...
There it is.
That makes me want to do it 100 times more.
You just... Checkmate.
Mm-hmm. But I would have gotten tattoos regardless just because... I mean, I got my first when I was 17. And that was before I was diagnosed with anything. And that was before I had any of the trauma that led to the bipolar disorder. And so, well, I mean, I guess it was right around that time. But still, it was like, I did it because that was what I grew up around. We were always at the tattoo shop with my stepdad getting stuff. So, like, I grew up around that. I saw it, and I always wanted one ever since I was little.
All I'm saying, I just think it's a control issue. But I think a control issue is the same. I think alcohol is very similar. I don't care, though. I mean, people can drink. I don't mind people who drink. I've drank in my life. I don't mind people who get tattoos. Knock yourself out. But I think it's a control thing. I think it's... There's something to that. Because that whole term of ink therapy, you know, people do go get them when they're having down moments in their life.
I know, like... For me, getting a tattoo is very relaxing. Like, I could fall asleep. And according to my sleep analysis thing on my watch, I only get an average of 3 hours of sleep a night. So, maybe I need tattoos to go to sleep.
It could be. See, I tune everything out at night.
Yeah,
I don't want to be bothered. I don't want people to bother me.
Well, it's not even that people are bothering me or anything like that. I just can't sleep. I just toss and turn and have nightmares.
Oh, I don't remember anything that goes on at night.
Yeah. I get nightmares a lot. But I've been through a lot of trauma in my life. So I think that has to do with it.
Could be.
So, because that's usually what it's based on. So.
You know, I think there is a type. And it's an interesting thing. When somebody's been through a lot of trauma, I think they become a type. Because you do fall into a lot of patterns if you look at people who've had a lot of trauma. And it's not their fault.
Yeah.
But you just fall into bad patterns.
Yeah, I'm angry all the time. That's my bad, my like, flaw.
Well, see, maybe that's why you don't understand my philosophy on things.
No, I understand.
Because I'm not angry.
I'm always angry.
Oh, I'm not.
Yeah.
I like people. See, that's the problem. See, I really do like people. And I like to be around certain people. Matter of fact, I think there's something to being around certain people that I kind of feed off in a way. It's the vibe. Because it's going so well, I think this is great.
Yeah. I don't know. I like some people. Not very many, but some.
I don't know. I just always believe. And this week was a very interesting week in that regard, that you always got to tell people. People think that's a cliche, and that's... No. You tell them, even if it's to your own detriment. You tell them what it is, why it is, and how it is. And that way they know. And no matter what happens, they will always know.
Yeah. I mean, you should.
But people don't.
No.
Because they've got a shell. And they have that protective coating on that they can never open up. Because if they do, then they're exposed.
Are you talking about yourself?
No, no, I'm fine.
Oh, no. You're talking about yourself. You never open up.
Oh, all the time.
No, you don't. I know you.
What don't I open up about?
Anything.
Oh, well, give me a subject.
Well, I mean, you open up to me more than others, but I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Well, I know you do. Unless you're just a big fat liar.
Yeah, that's right.
Just saying.
You're a little bitter tonight. Now, you said you shut your emotions off. That was a little bitter.
No, I'm just saying. Call it as I see it, man.
What do you see?
I'm just saying, you told me that you tell me more than anybody else, so unless you lied about that, then I know more about you than other people.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But, oh, I'm saying, you just called me a closed person.
Well, yeah, to other people.
So that's contradictive when you say...
Well, there's things that you won't tell me, and it's like, you will tell me all the details of it. Except for, like, you'll tell me, I guess, like, the basics of it, not really the details. And then you'll leave out stuff, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And you're like, oh, you'll find out eventually. And I'm like, what? Or my favorite is, you're going to be so mad, but I can't tell you why.
Yeah, but I just tell you that as a warning. That's like a flag on the play.
That makes me mad right then and there.
Yeah, but you're going to be mad anyway, so why not let you know that you're going to be mad?
What's the point?
Oh, I don't do that anymore. I did that one time. And I will not do it again.
Oh.
That was a mistake.
Yeah. Was it?
I think so. Oh. Now that I look back at it. Because you bring it up all the time now. But at the time, in fairness, I did ask you. I said, do you want me to tell you something? Or do you just want me to hold off? But I cannot tell you everything.
But you already have now.
Now?
Because I kept asking.
But it took a month.
Yeah. I'm just saying. So, like, but that drives me nuts sometimes because you'll be like, oh, I can tell you something, and then, oh, I can't
tell
you.
Oh, like when I want to talk to you. No. No. See, when I want to talk to you, because I'm not going to do it in a text message, because that's awful. If it's something important.
Oh, that drives me nuts, too.
Well, what do you mean to do?
Call me.
Like, drive to your house or something? I'm not going to call anybody.
Okay, then you know what? Text me and be like, hey, call me. I need to talk to you.
Oh, do it over the phone?
Yeah. Or drive to my house. You know where I live.
No, I'm not going to do that if it's something bad.
Because you... because why? You don't want to be at my house if you make me mad?
I think it'd just be awkward.
I mean, you could leave at that point.
That's what I'm saying. It's very awkward.
It'd be more awkward if I was at your house and I didn't leave because I was mad.
Oh, you would leave.
Okay.
I think all I'm saying is I think so, at least I'm honest with people.
Yeah.
You were calling into question my honesty earlier on. At least I'm honest and I tell people.
Sometimes.
I do.
Okay.
When have I lied?
I don't know.
There you go.
I'm sure I'll find out some way.
I'm sure you won't because I'm not good at lying. I just am not good at it.
Interesting.
That's why I don't tell anybody anything.
I'm going to stop telling you stuff.
Too late. You've told everything.
No, I have not.
Well, you know, that's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't pry.
Yes, you do.
There you go. I do not pry.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yeah. And my favorite is... If you just tell me, I'll tell you, I'll answer any question you want to know.
And you do it every time. And you do it every time.
But you always answer a question.
I do. So I'm not lying. Again, yeah. I'm being honest.
But that's the only reason I tell you is because I want to know stuff about you.
Yeah, well, but you know, it's all in the end just part of the grand scheme of
and
things.
And it's funny because I always catch you off guard with whatever question I ask.
But I don't know why you want to know anything. See, I don't understand. Usually your problems are coming off a problem.
Coming off a problem.
Yeah, like you'll be having a big problem, big catastrophe, and I'll say, well, what caused
that's
that?
My life.
Okay. So I say, well, what's going on there? And that's where it comes from. Mine aren't like that. I don't come to you. Have I ever come to you with any problem or any. Oh, that's a lie. Never. So that's why our conversations don't follow that, you know, storyline. Mm-hmm. Because I don't come with problems. I don't say I'm in a... I don't think I've ever told you I was having a bad day.
Okay.
But you're so easy to read. Even when you say you're having a good day, it's clear to see you're having a bad day.
Mm-hmm. You should have known this morning it was a bad day.
Oh, I knew today was a bad day. I could feel that welling up.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you do tell honest things without being pressured.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Like this afternoon you dropped one that I thought was interesting. I'm still not exactly sure what it means, but I think it's a compliment.
Oh, I don't even remember.
Well, I'm not going to say it, but I'm pretty sure it was a compliment.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, I guess.
It had to do with tears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that to me sounds like a compliment.
Well, sometimes I angry cry.
No, but you say...
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
So there you go.
Yeah.
But then we have something like tonight where I don't know if that's true anymore.
Well, I'm not going to cry in front of you. I have no reason to right now. I'm not sad or angry.
Oh, you turned your emotions off.
Yeah.
So when you turn them back on, where are we going to be?
I'll be fine.
Well, good.
Yeah.
So then I don't know why we've had an issue then.
I didn't know we had an issue.
You said at the start of this hour
that
you turned
about.
Your emotions off 1 hour ago because of me.
Mm-hmm. Well, just because, you know, I'm never sure of what you're going to say. So I just going to start turning them off. At the very beginning now, just so in case you make me mad or upset, I'm just, bloop, none. No emotion.
You about got upset. The emotions weren't off, but that's a whole thing. So, I just know how to push your buttons. There are certain people whose buttons I know how to push.
My flip-flop's about to fall off, and it makes me want to throw it at your face.
See? By even saying that, I know it bugged you. I can see, like, the tenseness in your neck right now, just because I even said that.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's a button push.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's good that you don't.
Yeah. I'm very relaxed.
I'm good at pushing people's buttons.
Yeah. That, I'll give you that.
Because I'm relentless.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
I'm not?
I don't know. Are you?
Are you here?
Yeah. I have a Bible verse on my computer. Like, it changes every day. So, it just changed and it was kind of funny. You want to know what it says?
Go ahead.
The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. Psalms 5:5.
Say that again. What?
The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. Psalms 5:5.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. You're the one that majored in, like, English and stuff.
No, but I don't... See, because arrogant... I think sometimes people confuse arrogance and confidence.
Yeah, people yell at me because you're arrogant, apparently.
No, well, what that is, see, it's not, that's not arrogance. Arrogance, I'll explain to people what arrogance is like if you take somebody who clearly has nothing going on in their life, clearly, you can see it. They just have nothing going on, but yet they're always telling you how great they are and how perfect they are and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I know some people like that.
That's arrogant. Now, confident is just being what you believe is right, and nobody's going to talk you out of it.
Well, you know what's funny is between you and Casey, when people get mad at you guys, they message me. Why?
Because that's they know they're not going to get anywhere with us.
And I'm like, first of all, like, with Casey, I don't understand how they even link us sometimes, besides that we're mutual friends, because it's not like we're doing something together. Now, the situation with you, yes, we were on Facebook Live when the whole situation happened, so, like, I get that. But with her...
But that person should have been mad at me, because I kind of vanquished them during the Facebook Live.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they did it to themselves.
Now, if they can call me arrogant, because I was nasty to them, but I did not... They were saying stupid things in the middle of a Facebook Live, and I just don't have a high level of tolerance. I mean, I told him once. I said, this is enough.
And it was the best thing ever. But I'm blocked now, so I can't see the messages, like the comments. So, but my favorite line was, I'm not mad at you, LOL. Or because I said, well, if you're mad at him, if you don't like him, then you shouldn't like me either. And he said, I don't have a problem with you. And I was like, okay. And he said, okay, LOL. And then blocked me. Well, if you don't have a problem with me, why'd you block me?
Well, I don't know. I think it just, to me, I didn't know that. But number one, I had no idea who they were.
I don't either.
So who cares?
Well, you made it public, so I don't think that we were actually, either one of us were actually friends. I think they stumbled upon, I mean, I know it was on my profile because they kept calling me Haley, so they knew my name. Well, that's not my name, but they thought they knew my name.
Well, all I know is enough people go around, and I've noticed this lately, a lot of people have said a lot of nice things about me on Facebook, so I assume I'm not coming off as a jerk to everybody.
Well, it's funny to me, though, because I just, like, I don't understand how I became that person to mediate. Like, I don't want to deal with you. And
Listen, if I'm already telling them I don't like them, yeah, they know that they're not going to get anywhere for me.
But I stick up for my friend. So, like, I stood up for you, and I stood up for Casey. And then they end up blocking me because they get mad because they get nowhere with me. So it just amazes me. It's really funny.
I think a lot of people try to turn people.
Yeah, I don't know or care, really. It just cracks me up. I just laugh. And then I screenshot it and send it to the other person.
Well, to me, it was just one of those things, and the person was making no sense.
Oh, I know.
Was not talking about anything.
Alabama rules.
That we were talking about. And it just, I had enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but it was funny. That was my favorite Facebook Live, I think. And we haven't done one since. Why is that?
I've been busy.
I know. That's a problem. We're going to have to fix that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, hopefully.
Normally, it's me that's busy.
You know what? I don't know what happened. I got very busy in, like, the last 3 weeks.
Everyone decided they wanted to be your friend.
Well, I think they've always wanted to be my friend. But I think what happened now is people have realized that... Because I used to avoid hanging out with people.
Uh-huh.
Because I
you hang out with me all the time.
Well, not anymore, apparently.
Yeah, I know.
According to this conversation. But I would avoid hanging out with people because it was kind of like, oh, here we have to do that again. And
I've been pushed to the back burner.
But you're okay with it.
Yep.
Great. So, now that they've hung out with me once or twice, it's addicting.
When are we going to go back to Hobby Lobby, though?
I'm apparently like crack. Once you hang out with me once, you're hooked for life.
I don't think that's true.
That's what I heard.
Oh.
You have to go to rehab.
Interesting.
I don't know what it is, though. And this is where I'm not arrogant, because I say, what is so fun?
You know, it's funny, though, because I'm, like, I have the problem where people, like, love me, and I don't know why. And I can be really mean to someone, and they're like...
Who loves you?
A lot of people.
They're lying.
Well, I mean, they may be, but they tell me. So, but it's just funny, because I'm just like, but why? And they're like, it's just something about you. And I'm like, but why? I'm not.
You know what?
Nice.
Here, I'll tell you, this is what that means. Okay, I'll tell you right now. I'll translate that whole saying for you. I love you, but I don't know why. Means I'm trying to get something, and you caught me off guard by asking me why.
Well,
and
I really have
no answer.
It's not always someone that would be in the position to even want something.
Like who, the mailman?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
No. Oh, look, it's 10 o'clock.
Just about. I don't know. You know what the point is, though? To me, that's a foreign subject.
Yeah. Well, hey, to each their own, man.
I don't think I love anybody.
Okay.
I have like a... I don't know, that's a whole thing. But anyway, we're out of time. We'll stick a fork in this one. This has been fun.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of deep conversation tonight.
Yeah.
And this show will be back next Friday night.
Yep.
Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
You know. So he says he's going to do what to me? You know.
Oh, man.
And then Ricardo says, I want to tell you, Shaky, with another accent, I want to tell you, don't pay any attention to him. Just pat him on the head 3 times.
And the producer told you that he had a gun.
Oh, he had a gun.
Yeah,
he carried a gun. Well, you know, went to rob him. They wanted him. They didn't want to rob the money. They take him. They put him in the pocket.
WWG.